On 90.3 KAZU, I'm Christelle Manzon. Salinas police officers fatally shot two men in a two-week period this month, sparking protest in East Salinas and raising the possibility of a federal civil rights lawsuit against the city. Both men were killed as suspects when police responded to 911 calls, but locals say the incidents reveal a pattern of overly aggressive policing in Latino neighborhoods. KAZU's Rowan Moore Garrity reports.
A cell phone video captures the moment when five shots rang out on Del Monte and Sanborn in East Salinas last week. You can hear the young woman recording it, yelling at the officers who had just shot Carlos Mejia. Her taunts foreshadow the grim mood that soon took hold of the neighborhood.
What do you guys think you guys are, stupid ass?
Mejia died there on the sidewalk. To many in East Salinas, his death bears striking similarities to that of another man, Osman Hernandez, who was shot by police outside a Mi Pueblo supermarket less than 2 weeks earlier. Brian Contreras is the founding director of Second Chance, an East Salinas nonprofit devoted to fighting gang violence.
Both individuals were monolingual Spanish-speaking. Both individuals were farm workers. Both individuals were intoxicated. And both individuals had similar weapons.
The men carried a lettuce knife and garden shears, respectively. Justified or not, Contreras says these two shootings have amplified long-standing resentment of police among Latinos in East Salinas. That resentment culminated in protest, which turned violent and claimed the life of a third immigrant farm worker last week. Contreras believes East Salinas has seen its share of racial profiling over the years. But he says local tension with police also has a lot to do with a language barrier and with a department stretched thin by budget cuts.
As an officer, their radio is going click, gotta call, gotta run, click, gotta call, gotta run, click, gotta call, gotta run. They don't really have an opportunity to sit there and talk to the people.
Police Chief Kelly McMillan says his department can barely field enough patrols to cover the city.
We've lost a lot of our community policing police officers. I only have two left in the whole city. We don't have school resource officers anymore.
While the officers responsible for the first shooting have been cleared and returned to work, the internal investigation of Carlos Mejia's shooting is ongoing.
I think proof is certainly in dispute here.
McMillan has arranged for a Department of Justice review of the internal investigations of both shootings.
My name is John Burris. I'm representing the family of Carlos Mejia.
A press conference outside City Hall on Tuesday announced Mejia's family's intention to pursue litigation. Unless the police department acknowledges wrongdoing and awards damages to the family, lawyer John Burris vows to file a federal civil rights lawsuit against the city and to call for a separate investigation by the Department of Justice.
Real questions have been raised about whether or not this department is engaging in a systematic pattern of discriminatory law enforcement.
Any definitive outcomes there are a long way off, but some East Salinas residents have drawn their conclusions more quickly. Farm worker Jose Chavez stands beside the busy intersection where Mejia was killed, watching his children play on the sidewalk outside his house. He says his views of the police changed after witnessing Mejia's shooting. People feel insulted, angry, Chavez says. People have lost their trust in the police and don't want to call them to report emergencies because they're afraid the same thing will happen. Many people would rather keep quiet. And that could take years to change. Rowan Moore Garrity, KAZU News.